You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome again to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Thursday, July the 19th. Andy Holding looking at seven races for you at Leopardstown this evening, beginning at 5:30 and ending with a mile five handicap at 8:55. We've got great race action for you as well in the shape of the Meld Stakes at 7:15. So top class action there. Tricky looking card, must admit. Not too many obvious outstanding bets, but several interesting races all the same. Beginning with a 6 furlong maiden at 5:30. And Tipple is the one I quite like here. I think everyone likes a Tipple. And this filly by Requento caught the eye first time out in quite a hot little maiden run at the Curra. Won by Peach Time, of course, was a heavily backed favourite from the Aidan O'Brien stable. And back in the field was also Goddess, who has gone on to advertise that form in no uncertain terms with a victory here last week at the Curra by 10 lengths. So the fact that this filly managed to finish in front of that Aidan O'Brien trained individual suggests that she's quite useful in her own right. And although she weakened inside the last furlong, that was probably down to lack of match practice rather than anything else. Her yard, well, that's going particularly well at the moment. Fozzie Stack had a nice winner the other night in a maiden race at Killarney. So the stable's ticking along quite nicely. Thank you very much. One or two interesting other horses in the race as well. There's been a bit of money this morning for Instantius from the Robbie McNamara stable, which is always worth a second look from a gambling yard. But Tipple, I certainly think she's done enough to warrant a bet there in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to the 6:05, concentrating here on horses who've had a run, and both Sorena and Channel Surfer finished second on their last two respective starts. Serena down in Bellystown, but I think the better race is probably the contest that was won by Chicago May, in which Channel Stuffer finished second in. And I like the way she kept on in the latter stages there. It was a bit of a stop-start gallop. They didn't go overly quick, so it certainly paid to be handy there. And she was tucked in behind a wall of horses with a couple of furlongs to run. But I like the way she came home, and in keeping with our Jessica Harrington's often improved from first race to second, I'd expect her to come on quite significantly for that outing. She's drawn in stall one as well, which is another a point worth making here at Leopardstown. You've got to be fairly handy. Predominantly racing around the inside is a bit of a help. And I can see her going really well there in the second race.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:40. And there's a couple of horses that catch the eye here who ran in a decent race down in Bellystown the other day. They were namely Arborfield and Dance Alone. I'm going to stick with these two because the time figure of that race at Bellystown suggests it was a good piece of form. Coy Beggar was second, has advertised the form of the race with a good win down in Killarney the other night. So straight away that speed figure has been backed up. And I thought Arborfield and Dance Alone both ran respectably well in their own right. Arborfield was keeping on quite well in the latter stages when a little bit short of room, but ran well once again over a trip that probably just stretched his stamina. And the same can apply to Damien English's Dance Alone as well, who's very much a better horse over 7 furlongs in my eyes than the mile. And that was borne out by that run the other day at Bellystown when fading close home. Both of them like to race handy, so I would expect Arborfield around about 7-1 top price and Dance Alone at 10-1 top price to be there or thereabouts in the 6:40 based on that speed figure.
Race 4.
On to the big race of the night then, the 7:15, which is the Group 3 Weld Stakes. Brendan Bracken regular at this track, doesn't run probably due to the ground being on the quick side for him. So this one looks a straight match on paper between Hazapour and Deauville. Deauville, of course, represents the older horses and would probably have to improve upon his run at Ascot last time out. But he's got a good record here at Leopardstown. His two runs here have resulted in a victory in a second. But he is up against a horse in the shape of Hazapour, represents the outstanding three-year-old brigade this season. Of course, Mazar was the winner of the Derby. And Roaring Lion was third. And Saxon Warrior fourth. So the form of that race couldn't have worked out any better, with Roaring Lion beating Saxon Warrior in the clip subsequently. And Hazapour was just in behind them. He's also got some good form here at Leopardstown. His two runs here have yielded a victory in the Derrenstown Stud early on in the season. And of course, a third behind Flag of Honour towards the back end of last year. So everything points in the direction of Dermot Wells' charge, back on better ground, dropping in trip. Frankie de Tour is going to have to ride it as well, which I must admit that's a bit of a shock to the system. I know he rode it in the Derby, but Frankie wouldn't be necessarily one to be travelling around too much nowadays, particularly on a Thursday evening. So the intentions are clear that Hazapour is obviously very strongly fancied and expected to win that Group 3 at the 7:15.
Race 5.
On to the 7:50, not a particularly strong maiden here. And National Glory sets a standard with a rating of 83. But at the same time, it's probably worth opposing, given that he's had three goes at relatively short prices to win. And I'm going to take him on here with Wei Cuckoo, who caught the eye with a tremendous effort first time out last year in a race which couldn't have worked out any better. It went the way of Gerlands' Gobi Desert. But there's been a whole host of subsequent winners and group performers out of that race. Three and fourpence, of course, who finished second, as dined at the top table subsequently. London Icons won since, the third. Hunting Horn, of course, who finished fourth, has won recently in America. Hazapour, who was fifth, went on to win the Derrenstown Stud. And Platinum Warrior, who was seventh, has also won a group race this season, beating none other than Latrobe. So although this horse has been off the track for 333 days, if he runs to anywhere near that level first time out this season, he's going to take a great deal of beating, Wei Cuckoo. And he comes from a stab that had a winner last night in the a Fairy House in the shape of Knight of Glory. So he could easily be another winner for John Ox. Of course, only had a paltry five or six winners last season.
Race number six.
On to the 8:25, competitive looking 7 furlong handicap, and Waiting for the Day, one of my favourite songs actually from George Michael, is bidding to make a four-timer here off the back of a victory at Dundalk last time out. Fairly flexible, this character, from 6 furlongs to 7, and he likes to race up with the speed. He's drawn one, so she's obviously a worthy favourite, but might just well be taken on for the lead here by Premier League, who just didn't quite get the mark the last day down in Bellistown when beaten by Triple Sec. But prior to that, had been running consistently well, made all to win by a big margin at Sligo, and nothing wrong with his run down in Listowel the time before. So I do like Michael Monverney's three. I think he's quite a tough little character, and he might well just lead it out from the front here in the hands of Gary Carroll.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, which is a staying race over at Mile 5 at handicap. And Subjugious is the one I quite like here from the Joseph O'Brien stable, on the basis that I think stepping up in trip, first time in handicap company, if a mark of just 72, might just see a little bit of improvement by this colt by Galileo. Certainly shaped as though he wants a good deal further than the mile the last time, behind Aidan O'Brien, Somerset, Mahorn at the Curragh over a mile. And he certainly wasn't knocked about either in the latter stages. He's just had the one run prior to that. That was over a mile two on the soft ground when he didn't really cut much ice. But that was early on in the year. And now Joseph O'Brien's horse is in much better nick. It makes sense to go with this horse, who's probably the most unexposed and most difficult one to get a handle on out of the whole field. Quite a few of these we know all about them because they've been around for quite a while. So Subjugious ran about 9-2, 4-1 top price. I think represents a decent each way bet in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this Irish Racing podcast. As ever, we've got no Irish Racing podcast on Friday and Saturday because of the clashes with the UK stuff. So we're going to look towards Sunday now, which gives us a chance to have a look at that. It races for you at the Curragh, beginning at 1:45. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.